Suppose it's contrasting teams, really. Niamh Connell, a seasoned team with a few young lads coming in, and a very much new look St Junan's team.
Aye, true, Tom. And probably if you look at the form guide coming into Niamh Connell, you know, they're in a favourable group. They're in a group that they're expected to top, and you know, they gave Dunlow, suppose, a good tanking, so they did. But they just about did enough to get over the other two group games. So they did against McCool's and
Killybegs.
Killybegs, so they did in the two group games. And probably last weekend, the quarter final, Tom, similar to what they did against McCool's and Killybegs, just did enough to get over it. You know, it wasn't comprehensive last weekend by no means, but at the same time, you know, Glenfinn put it up to them, especially in that first quarter, and Glenfinn would be very happy with their first half performance. But Niamh Connell gradually built themselves into the game, and probably thinking in the back of their head, you know, we're always going to beat Glenfinn anyway, and it's going to come. And they've been kind of ticking along like that, and probably for this weekend they're going to get their first major test. So they are coming up that most people would have now, St Junan's and Niamh Connell as number 3 and 4 in the county. So they're very much, for me, a level par. It's very much just going to be a 50-50 game this weekend, and it's probably the draw, Tom. Both teams want it. You know, both teams would have wanted to avoid Guidoor and Kilcare, thinking to themselves, listen, if we get Unions or Kilcare or Glenties, it means we have to beat one of the big powers once. Whereas if you'd have got one in the semi-final and then Guidoor won the final, you have to beat two, bring two huge performances. Where now they realise it's a 50-50 shot at getting that final here. And you were talking about St Junan's there, completely, I suppose, different perspective. Glenties are very much a seasoned team, so they have a sprinkling of youth, probably young Jack McKelvey there, who's absolutely flying at the minute. He was our centre back in the under-20s this year, so he was, and he's just having an unreal championship. He's been one of the most consistent players, so he has for them at the minute, and he's showing hard for kickouts and getting on the ball and supporting play up the field, and he's able to man mark. He did a great job on Aaron McGlynn last weekend as well. So you can probably, you know, you're probably looking at him, and Glenny's probably looking at Niall O'Donnell as the main man, and I think you could see possibly Jack McKelvey picking up Niall O'Donnell, and the two of them are teammates from the under-20s 2 years ago as well. So that should be an intriguing battle.
Before we look at the matchups, what do you make of St Junan's this year overall?
I think, Tom, at the start of the year, progress for them would have been getting out of that group with the team that they have. They're a very young team, so they are. And I mean, like, I know David O'Hurley well, teaching with me up at the college, and he's coaching the team there in the club, so he is, and he's taking our McCrory team. So David would know a lot of these lads from coaching them, come through the college as well, and it was an easy enough thing for the likes of David and the management team to bring the young lads in, because he knows how good they are. So they are, and they've a nice sprinkling of experience with the likes of Rory Kavanagh and Connell Dunn. So they have, and then you have Eamon Doherty, of course, as well there. Niall's older brother, Connor O'Donnell, who's probably been one of the players of the championship to date, Tom, is probably a player out there who's putting his hand up here. You know, Connor would have played minor and under-21 for Donegal in the past. He's probably one of the players who's putting his hand up at the minute to say, here, come here, I deserve a shout at senior into county, because he's showing great form at the minute. And I just think Unions, Tom, they're it's massive for them at the minute where they've got to, and it's very much been a great season for them to date. You know what I mean? I think they'll be happy with where they're at, with where they've gone with this young team. And to see the likes of Connell Dunn coming off the last day off the bench and just offer that experience, you know, to put the finishing touches to the game the last day, I think Connell's so much to offer yet to the team, and probably be starting in most teams in Donegal, so he would. And I know he keeps himself in good shape as well, so he's done a lot of running over the winter, seen him out and about around Letterkenny. And I would have thought, you know, he probably, I was expecting him to start last weekend, especially when Rory Kavanagh was missing, but he didn't. He came in. I suppose he gives them that experience coming off the bench. He's almost like a finisher, a game finisher for them. Of course, if Rory Kavanagh back this weekend as well, it's going to be a massive boost, like, you know.
Yeah. Up to last weekend, St. John and the Ship did a fair bit of criticism that they relied an awful lot on Niall O'Donnell. I know they put that out last weekend with the big margin that they rattled up against Milford and, what, 8 or 9 different scores. But they have a very defensive formation. What they have got 3 recognised defenders. They normally name them in the forward line. You had Eamon Doherty, you had Brian McIntyre, and you have James Kelly, and we had McMartin last weekend. A surprise inclusion at full forward.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, suppose, you know, if you look at the rest of the squad, Tom, I know you were talking there about they have recognised defenders in the half forward line, and like Keelan Ward's one of those lads who's up there as well, and young Brian McIntyre's probably a wing back slash hard working wing forward, a lad who I've worked with in the under-20 last year. Just a good, honest grafter, and very good and very smart in the ball, rarely gives the ball away. And the McMartin card, not many people now outside of the St. Junan's camp would saw that coming, but apparently he'd been going brilliant at training, so he had, and he was just offering a real threat to them inside, and of course player-manager with the reserves, so he's going to be a loss to the reserves, obviously, now going forward. Whether or not he keeps his place this weekend, it'll be one. He caused a bit of bother last weekend. AJ Gallagher, of course, was full-back for Glenties last game, so you'd probably think AJ would probably enjoy that job marking Micheál Martin, similar enough style of player as opposed to some young flyer like Owen McGeehan or Niall O'Donnell or that, you know what I mean. But suppose you have Roy Cavanagh back then, he's an option as well that unions have used in the past at full forward, and definitely something that I think is a card that they haven't used yet this year. And I think if they're in Baller, you know, it's something we could see this again, or perhaps they'll go all guns out at the start and put him in, because Rory Carr's just a huge loss, Tom, and he's a player who probably would have chipped in with the most scores after Niall O'Donnell, but not alone that, he would have been a ball winner and brought our players into play in full forward by winning ball, he's a great ball winner, and laying it off to people, runners coming in. And you mentioned there about scores. I was working for Highland on the game last weekend, and they had 8 different scores in the first half, and I counted the end of the game, and they actually had 11. So, like, they've answered all their critics, and I mean, it'd be very easy for them last weekend to take the foot of the gas against Milford and run out 5 or 6 point winners, but they didn't. They just kept going and going, even late into the second half, going into the last quarter, Tom. They kept going, and points and goals, they didn't give a damn. They just wanted to get the result, and gets probably, and it's annoying them that people saying they're over relying on Niall O'Donnell, and Milford paid the heavy price for it last weekend.
How do you see it go?
I think, Tom, if you're putting a gun to my head now and putting in one word, I would say unions.